the funding that was going to address some of the concerns that are out there for emergency medical services, our EMS, how they're going to need some equipment. There's funding for two different types of equipment. One is for the telehealth services, and the other is for the LIFEPAK replacement. And then ultimately is the study on looking at how do we better operationalize our EMS services, because we can't, we're finding it very difficult. We aren't, but the locals are, to get volunteers. And so do we have to look at some different models?